Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. This is week 33 and the 398th week I've done this, coming up to 400. This is for the week ending August 18th, 2006. Single family residences only, no condos, and just what's through the multiple listing service. Three categories: new listings. First category, 41 new listings hit the books. A low of 789,000 on Victoria, a high of 6,750,000, Creekside Road. 12 of the 41 were under $1 million, the new listings. The median price, $1,250,000, which is about what we've been doing for median sales price year to date, was $1,227,000 as of August 11th. Second category, 16 lucky people opened escrow. 16 is a good number. Last week was 21. And we've been averaging just 16, but we're the week before that was 20. Week before that it was 30. So we're week before that 24. Week before that 25. So let's hope half of them stay in escrow. We'll be lucky. 16 lucky people opened up escrow. A low of 790,000 on Voluntario, and a high of 7,495,000 on Alston Road. Four of the 16 that opened were under $1 million. The median price for the 16, $1,475,000. Read last week's past year's numbers. What was that note? Made a note to myself. Can't read it. Don't understand it. Third category, 21 even luckier people closed escrow week ending August 18th. Again, single family residences only, MLS only. Low of 859,000 on Ravenscroft and a high of 3.1 million on Kai Bello. Seven of the 21, that's a third, under $1 million. Median price, $1,190,000. Last week it was $1,150,000. A week before that, $1,250,000. Week before that, 945,000. That might have been the lowest median sales price for a week. Can't remember being under $1 million. That was amazing. That was amazing. $1,190,000. Okay, those are the three categories. Now, active listings. 646 active listings. That's including what would be labeled as being in escrow. And compare that to last year's 416 active listings in August of 05, up to 646. That means there's a lot to look at. And if you're a buyer today, call me. There's a lot to show you. under $1 million for the week ending August 18th, 2006, 173 listings. Last year at this time, 89 listings. Now, 90 and 90 is 180. That's a big increase for what's available under $1 million, and that's not counting condominiums, which, of course, would add a lot to look at under $1 million. So the big number, 646 active listings last year, was 416. In 04, it was 437, and in 03, it was 396. So it was very clustered around those numbers. For the 25 closed escrows for the week ending August 18th, 2006, seven of the 25 were sold for equal to or greater than the asking price. And one up on San Miguel in the Mesa had nine offers listed for $1,399,000, sold for $1,533,000. It had what essentially you could break down into two parcels and split it off. So that was a double lot, and that'll be very interesting. I got another story I'll tell you next time about Romero Canyon. Someone just did the same thing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. I'll be back next time at this time. For Radio Real Estate, Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.